USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Idalia, now a post-tropical cyclone, back out to sea. Now the post-storm recovery is underway. President Biden will head to Florida on Saturday to view damage from the storm. Idalia made landfall Wednesday morning as a powerful Category 3 hurricane, bringing 125-mile-per-hour sustained winds and over 12 feet of storm surge. Gas prices are set to hit record highs this Labor Day weekend, but AAA's Mark Jenkins says the pain at the pump may not be as bad as it is during other travel holidays.
Oftentimes for Labor Day weekend, we don't typically see people taking extended road trips because they have to be back on Tuesday for school and for work.
Right now, AAA says prices are at $3.83, just shy of the record. Meanwhile, more than 14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this holiday weekend. Former President Trump is pleading not guilty to charges in his election interference case in Georgia. Correspondent Blaine Alexander says he'll also waive his right to an arraignment hearing.
In fact, he now joins several of his other co-defendants in waiving their appearances, pleading not guilty.
Trump and 18 co-defendants face racketeering charges. Trump's also asking to have his case severed from the others in order to avoid a speedy trial date in mid-October there. All this, and Georgia's Republican governor is resisting efforts by fellow GOP state lawmakers to remove Fulton County DA Fawnie Willis, or punish her in some way, for bringing the case against Trump. Kemp says these efforts are likely unconstitutional. The U.S. Capitol attending physician says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is medically clear to continue his schedule.
Physician Brian Monahan said occasional lightheadedness is not uncommon in concussion recovery and can also be expected as a result of dehydration. He said he consulted with McConnell and his neurology team after Wednesday's incident. McConnell froze up during a press conference for the second time in recent months, raising questions over his health and whether he's fit to serve. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Cleanup is underway in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall. A woman who lives in Cedar Key says cleanup efforts are tiring.
Yeah, we've been cleaning and cleaning, picking up limbs and getting the house back in order.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said search and rescue efforts are still underway. Crews were clearing debris, working to repair downed power lines. Thousands were still without power. Late Thursday. Donald Trump's election trial in Georgia will be broadcast live on YouTube. The judge presiding over the Georgia indictment of the former president ruled on Thursday all of the court proceedings will be live streamed on the court's YouTube channel following requests from media outlets to allow cameras in the courtroom. While House Republicans are busy digging into Hunter Biden's dealings, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee now says, why not look into Jared Kushner too? Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin is demanding committee chair James Comer subpoena former President Trump's son-in-law for documents related to his business ventures in Saudi Arabia. A California history teacher is going viral on TikTok after turning her classroom lessons into more relatable one-minute videos.
It's the 1700s and the French political scene is messy. Basically, the Americans finessed stacks of cash out of King Louis XVI, and he was down to pay because he was trying to flex on the British.
Lauren Chella, a teacher at McFarland High in Bakersfield, took to TikTok to inspire her students and make history fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?